God is our refuge and our strength in straight present aid. Therefore, although the earth remove, we will not be afraid. Though hills amidst the seas be cast, though waters roaring make, and troubled be, yea, though the hills by swelling seas do shake. Yeah, if I can stop there for a minute, I think that's amazing. I'm reading the meaning. The meaning is making me deliberately slow the singing down so that each word gets sung in full. And you know what it feels like to me? It's almost as if I'm at a film. And it's not a fast-moving film. It's a very slow-moving film. I'm seeing this. And at the same time, I'm thinking about the fact that the author of this is astonished that you can stay calm even although the hills are being thrown into the sea.
Mm.
It's astonishing. You're visualising this by slowing it right down. It's like a slow-moving video or film. And of course, there's another way in which the language underlines that. Quite often, the same image is used twice in a slight variation. The hills amidst the seas be cast. Yea, though the hills by swelling seas do shake. You know, not quite the same, but a slight version of the image. And you're ending up imagining the hills on a bit of Scotland, like Arran or Bute or whatever, or Corfu or something, actually being shaken and moved and invaded by the sea. And of course, this must have happened from time to time. You know, there's the story of Job and the water covering the earth. He can't just have made that up. It must have a race or folk memories mm-hmm. of things like that actually happening. Right, in the next bit. A river is whose streams do glad the city of our God, the holy place wherein the Lord Most High hath his abode. God in the midst of her doth dwell, nothing shall her remove. The Lord to her an helper will, and that right early prove.